closer.
Happy Christmas to you all from everyone here at Dead FM. It's episode 5 and we're making it our Christmas episode. If Doctor Who can get away with it, so can we. Today on the show, I'm not even going to tell you. You'll just have to audibly unwrap your present as we force it into your ear canals. Merry Christmas, you lovable band of misfit heathens. Thanks for listening. Now, here's the news. It's Christmas Eve, I'm Don Early, and this is Dead FM News. We've, and by we I mean DG and Zombie Orpheus, started work on trying to get The Gamers Darkness Rising back up on Netflix. We have commissioned a new cover poster and have Hulu and Amazon Video On Demand lined up in the same package, aiming to have everything delivered by year-end. Darkness Rising is already on iTunes, which was an awesome recent discovery thanks to one of our existing distribution partners, so that's pretty rad. Rad, by the way, is a technical news term. Dark Dungeons is also on the slate to go up on Netflix, iTunes, Hulu, and Amazon, and we are working on plans for Journey Quest and Gamers 3 as well. Soon, the world will be ours. Now, of course, none of this is guaranteed, but we're kicking our asses to try and get that up and running. We are regrouping Dead FM in the new year. Turning out episodes like this and like what we've done in the past couple of weeks is a bit more work than we were expecting. It is a lot of fun, but we are looking at possibly bi-weekly, that or we do weekly and just release some goddamn thing every week, regardless of how long or short it is. Let us know what you'd prefer in either comments of this podcast, our Facebook page, or at dead.fm at deadgentlemen.com. Speaking of content, we are taking your suggestions. They can be anything DG or Zoe related, or just whatever the hell you wanted to ask us. We'll do our best to answer them on the show. Send your submissions to dead.fm at deadgentlemen.com. And that's the news.
Dick!
Hey, kiddos. It's your old pal, Kentucky Blue Clay. Happy, insert winter solstice festival surrogate of choice, everybody. I've got the furnace cranked up to Vesuvius. I'm bundled up in my fleece-lined winter fedora with a rapidly depleting pile of festive holiday cookies and an oversized mug of eggnog. Heavy on the nog. So, you know what that means? A very special story time with Kentucky Blue Clay. I'm feeling the spirit of the season. Or maybe that's just the spirit of the eggnog. In any case, tonight I thought I'd share a classic tale about everyone's favorite jolly old home invader. I call this one, A Visit from St. Nicholas. So these three little kids are out picking up all the leftover trash grain that the harvesters missed. They lose track of time. And... huh? Clement Clark Moore? Never heard of him. Look, you want to hear the story of St. Nick or what? Fine. Now, what was I? Right. So, the kids lose track of time. And the next thing they know, it's a full-on nighttime. They're far from home and freezing cold, so they need to head to a nearby inn and knock on the door. The innkeeper sees them out there, shivering and miserable, and invites them inside to warm up by the fire for the night. Nice guy, the kids think. A real softy. Then he slits their throats, chops them up, and buries all the pieces in a barrel of salt. As a rule, kids are terrible judges of character. So, 7 years go by, and the innkeeper keeps on keeping in. All the while, he's got this barrel of salted tween sitting in his storeroom. Some say he was nibbling on the kid meat from time to time, and others say he was pulling a Sweeney Todd and serving it to his customers. In any case, he's a real sick puppy. One day, Mr. Bowl Full of Jelly himself comes knocking on the door of the Bates Motel, and our buddy Norman invites him in to eat. St. Nicholas looks over the menu, deciding between the chicken or the steak, before finally settling on the house special. He points to the barrel over in the corner and says, "He'll have some of that salty murder meat!" The innkeeper's eyes go wide. And he bolts out the door with Saint Nick calling after him, "Hey man, where are you going? Just repent and God will forgive you." Gotta love that get out of hell free card, eh, Christians? The innkeeper's not buying it though, and he keeps on running, which means he misses the best part of the trick. Old Saint Nick pries open the salt barrel, tells the kids to wake up or they'll be late for school. The three chopped up dead kids come marching right out of the barrel, none worse for the wear. And that totally believable story is how Nicky got his sainthood. Good old Santa Claus scared off a cannibal caretaker with his psychic powers and resurrected a bunch of dead kids? Sounds good to me. Bam! Canonized! Alright, little boys and girls, it's time for bed. If you're not asleep, Santa and his salty dead buddies will pass right over your house. Besides, Uncle Tuck just poured his third mug of nog, and that's when things go from PG-13 to R. We're talking hard R, kids. Like 1980s R. Not a family situation. Sweet dreams and happy holidays, everybody!
Do you wanna be a bro man? Streaking naked down the halls. We can drink some cheap ass beer. Call some hipsters queer. Dude, come on and grow some balls. We could be best buddies and smoke some pot and get so freaking high. Do you wanna be a bro man? Don't be a dick. Just be a bro man, dude gay, bye. Do you wanna be a bro man? Get some polos at the mall. Wingman for me tonight. Maybe get in a fight. Draw some dicks inside the stalls. Dude, that's laughs. I have Call of Duty and some other games. Let's pawn noobs and make them cry. Boo 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 boo. Dude, I know you're in there. It's turning up and you're not here. They say, where is that dick? Don't be a prick. Come on, these tracks are sick. Just $3 a beer. You're like my brother. You can't ditch me now. Nut up and be a dude. Do you wanna be a bro man? Why won't you be my bro man?
Ho, 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 ho. Hello, this is Purple Ninja. Purple Ninja is here to tell you the story of Twas the Night Before Christmas for all of the girls and boys. I will begin now. Ho, 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 ho. Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Because Purple Ninja had spent time the night before hunting down all of the mice like he was a cat, with silencers on his claws. Ho, 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 ho. They never heard him coming. And then, the stalkers were hung by the chimney, by their hair. Because Purple Ninja does not like stalkers. Stalkers are creepy. Stalkers, leave those women alone. Stop being a creepster. Ho, 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 ho. No one likes you. Seriously. Knock it off. Ho, 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 ho. And Ma in her kerchief, and I in my gi, had just finished sparring when she blocked my flying knee. Ho, 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 ho. Ma is good sparring partner. She is very good at the martial arts. Ho, 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 ho. Ma teach me many things. The jungle, jungle, jungle. I teach myself second half, jungle, jungle, jungle. But she teach first half, jungle, jungle, jungle. And then, also, she teach me the sweeper. But also, she teach me to respect all opponents equally. I respect male opponents. I respect female opponents. Both can beat you, as Ma has taught me. Yes, she is very good at what she does. In fact, sometimes, Purple Ninja use stronger opening moves against female opponents to compensate for a bias that is unconscious due to social constructs brought about in his mind by the patriarchy. Ho, 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 ho. and the moon on the crest of the new-fallen snow gives the luster of... And that is all the syllables I have in my haiku. Ho, 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 ho. So it must end there. But then, as I say, there is luster. So, Purple Ninja, fight male luster. I do not like male luster. Purple Ninja have deep dislike for male luster. So I defeat him. And then, female luster show up. And I defeat her too. Equal opportunity defeat. Ho, 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 ho. And then, Gary Wamba show up. He tried to bushwhack Purple Ninja. But Purple Ninja is not Abraham Lincoln. And so, I defeat Gary Wamba. Using that series of moves you have just heard. And then, what to my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I know I must defeat him with roundhouse kick. And so then, Purple Ninja face off against Santa on roof. And Purple Ninja, grab lead reindeer and throw it directly into Santa. His flying reindeer strike. Ho, 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 ho. And it hits Santa and it defeat him. And that front reindeer, that is Rudolph. That is how Rudolph get red nose. It is not glowing. It is constantly bleeding from injury inflicted by Purple Ninja super move. Ho, 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 ho. And then I heard him exclaim as he flew out of sight. Happy Christmas to all! And I get you next year, Purple Ninja! And Purple Ninja say back to him, no, you will not, Santa! You will not come on my property! I will defeat you! Ho, 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 ho. And that is his story. Now Purple Ninja will leave. I throw smoke pellet. Actually, I just breathe in this smoke pellet for a while. This is Washington. Very good smoke pellet here. Okay, now I throw smoke pellet to leave. Goodbye!
Dead FM.
I really can't stay.
The baby is dead outside.
I've got to go away.
The virus has spread worldwide.
This evening has
been the corpses all rose
so
again.
Very nice.
Attacking people left and right.
My mother will start to worry.
Those dead black eyes filled with fury.
My father will be pacing the floor.
I've never seen such hunger before.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Now pick up that pistol.
Well, maybe just have a drink.
Cover
more.
Me well, I board up the door.
The
neighbor's been dead for weeks.
Say, what's in this
He's
drink?
One of those undead freaks.
I wish I knew
he
how.
He tries to get in, kablow.
To break this spell.
I'll send his dead ass straight to hell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
Quiet,
sir.
They're getting closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Get into the basement and hide.
Really can't
I'll
stay.
Find an escape route.
Baby, there's dead outside. Simply must
I can't
go.
Let you go, my dear.
The answer is
There's
no.
There's rations and ammo here.
This welcome has
We're safer
been
just staying
so
in.
Nice and warm.
And if they see us, they'll start to swarm.
My sister will be suspicious.
I don't want to seem malicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Your family wasn't ready for
my
war.
My maiden aunt's mind is
And
vicious.
Human flesh is nutritious.
But maybe just a cigarette
The resurrected anthropovores.
I got to get home.
It's the end of days.
Say. Lend me your comb.
The world has been set ablaze.
You've really been grand.
They spread out across
but
the land.
Don't you see?
We're all that's left, just you and me.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Assuming there is tomorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
You're dead the second you step outside.
Really
we're mankind's last holdout.
Baby,
there's dead outside.
Baby, there's dead outside.
Kids to bed, because this one gets a little blue. Stay tuned for a Boston Christmas story, sponsored by Cobbler's Crystals. Cobbler's Crystals. Warm up your cockles with Cobbler's.
Ah, there it is. My house. The triple-decker with no lawn. Good old Langdon Street. How could I ever forget it? There I am with that wicked stupid garb and that douche stocking cap. Didn't matter though. Christmas was on its way. And that fat fuck Santa was on his way. I knew that if his tubby Jerry ass didn't cock it up, I was gonna get mine. See, me and Mickey the Gook, this half-Jap kid from Trotter, got into a row with this little fucking wank job, Scud Farkas. And I asked the big guy for a new Louisville to fuck up the way he talks, the little shit. No time for that tonight. See, the Bruins were playing Montreal and the old man had a wicked piss on. He was throwing a mental and I knew I'd catch the back of his hand if I wasn't careful. Oh, the old man. Meanest old fart in Southie. I once saw him beat a guy retarded for spitting on the church steps. And he was in fine form tonight. Cowley took a stick to the jewels and went spastic. So they subbed in McCreevy and that skeezer went to Chelsea years ago. Well, wouldn't you know it? Caracas put him on his ass and I could hear the old man flip his scully.
Fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge, I said fuck. Who the fuck says fudge? Anyway, Ma was already crying and my little brother booked it under the sink. The old man put his supper plate through the front window. He started coming at me. But Ma stepped between us and he decked her halls for days. I knew then and there that Scud Farkas was gonna have to wait. Christmas morning would come and I was gonna tag my old man good. You know what? Fuck Christmas. The end. Now beat it, you chuckleheads. Now that's a goddamn podcast.
Dead FM is directed by Don Early.
Contributors to Dead FM are Scott C. Brown, Ben Dobbins, Antti Dobrowolski, Chris Dupenthaler, Don Early, Brian Lewis, Jimmy McMichael, Nathan Rice, Emily Rommel-Shunkus, and Matt Shimkus.
Dead FM theme song is brought to you by Steve Wolbreck, Sean Bendixson, and the Bendixson Brothers. Dead FM is copyright 2014, all rights reserved by Dead Gentlemen Productions, LLC. Tune in Wednesdays for new episodes. Don't forget to subscribe to Dead FM on iTunes, Stitcher, or however the hell else you get your podcasts.
Dirk.
Dirk.